Hi, guys. It's time for the fourth of our Christmas bonus mini-episodes. This one is called The Woodcutter and Hermes.
Max the Woodcutter found an old tree.
"This one," he said, "looks good to me."
He lifted his axe and he swung it around, but tripped and he stumbled and fell to the ground. The woodcutter wailed and he let out a cry.
No!
As he let go his axe and it flew through the sky. It fell with a splash in a muddy fish pond. The tool that Max needed for working was gone. He watched as it sank away into the deep. He fell to his knees and he started to weep. Just at that moment, a person appeared.
"Hold on," he said. "You have nothing to fear. My name is Hermes, the god of all luck. I'll go and get your axe out of the muck. Just wait a minute, it will be all right."
He jumped in the water and swam out of sight. Soon he came back with an axe that was golden.
"That is not mine,"
the old woodcutter told him. Into the fish pond went Hermes once more. And after a while, he returned to the shore. Dripping with water, he stepped on the sand. He had a beautiful axe in his hand. The woodcutter looked and said,
"That is no good. That axe is silver, but mine's made of wood."
Back in the water went Hermes again. The woodcutter waited and waited, and then the god reappeared with the old wooden axe. He stepped out the water and gave it to Max.
The woodcutter laughed and said, "That is the one. How can I thank you for what you have done?"
Hermes said, "Max, you are honest and true. And as a reward, I have something for you. Here is a bag full of riches and treasure."
"Thank you,"
said Max. And the god said, "My pleasure." So what have we learnt? This story is proof that it's always better to tell the truth. One little thing that I still need to mention. The other woodcutters, with greedy intentions, heard all about the old woodcutter's story and went to the fish pond all hoping for glory. It seems that good luck comes to those who are needy, but never to those that are crafty and greedy. They all threw their axes right into the pond. They waited for Hermes, but Hermes was gone.
Okay, question time. Why did Max the woodcutter trip and fall to the ground? He stumbled while swinging his axe. Where did Max's axe end up after he let it go? In a muddy fish pond. Who appeared to help Max when he lost his axe? Hermes. What did Hermes bring back the first time he went into the water? A silver axe. What lesson did Max learn from the story? Telling the truth brings good fortune. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.